Well, you know right where to find those.
Jangle, jangle. It's that time of week. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We should write a song.
We should write a song. Let's come up with a jangle for next week.
Maybe a little polka behind it?
Yeah. Have to be polka.
Have to be.
We were talking off the air here. Our buddy Johnny Peck, he has a big desk and a big office now.
Big desk,
that your,
big
your
office.
Your father retired.
Yep.
So
and
he
looks out over the parking lot on the Radio Road with the big bay window.
And you were promoted to secretary, so you get the coffee now?
I get his coffee ready. I shovel the sidewalk for him. I do a lot of stuff. But
wow.
But he's
it
worth
must
it.
Be good to be Johnny.
So how has the January been for you? A lot of people curing the January blues at the bar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We don't practice dry January down at the brewery.
I would imagine not.
We got Alexander Pilsner here today. This is fresh off our new bottling line we installed this week.
Another new piece of equipment, huh? Is this in addition to what you've had, or is it just a bigger new piece
of
equipment?
Bigger, newer, better. We bottled the most amount of beer we've ever done on Wednesday, and new machine. We're excited. Probably like, excuse my pun, but it was the biggest bottleneck to our production was our bottling line. And so this is going to hopefully allow us to increase our production a lot.
So what, how many bottles?
I think we did over 4,000 bottles, something like that.
And that's filling, labeling, capping.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. It was a good run.
That's amazing. You do all of that right downtown Ripon.
Is right there.
Because
yeah.
a lot of people, they have other places that do it.
You know, a lot of breweries don't even brew their own beer. They contract it out, which is, you know. I mean, I don't want to get on a soapbox.
Well, I get it. But yeah, I mean, you're the real deal.
Yeah. Manufacturing's hard, you know.
It is.
Just like radio. It's not easy.
People don't have any clue.
All it is, you know, just getting on the microphone, right, Johnny?
Right. You show up, make sure you pour John Peck his coffee, and then come into the office, and I drink beer with you, and then I go
home. That's all we do. Yeah.
We've had our share of technical issues on the bug lately, but that's something that's hopefully going to be resolved permanently by the end of the month.
And okay.
Things that are out of your hands.
Yeah.
Power company issues. Yeah.
It's frustrating.
It is very frustrating. Well, this week it's been Verizon issues, then yesterday was like T-Mobile, Brightspeed, all you know, internet stuff. Just it's
well, Johnny, you're the reason we brew beer. Because folks every
need
once
a little
in a while just need a beer.
So Wayne Mouser on the morning show on the bug, he and Linda make their own wine.
Oh.
So it's kind of he did to me what you did to me with the blue-eyed blonde when I had the kegerator.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's light. You're fine. Don't worry about it. It's the lightest one we got. And I had about a half a bottle of his wine. This was on Sunday, just kind of relaxing, you know. Yeah. And I thought, you know, I'm going to make some salmon for dinner.
Sure.
So I went out and I lit the Weber.
Okay.
Well, I have one of those chimneys where you put the newspaper in.
Yeah, I have one of those, those
mind
nice.
You, this is after the half bottle of wine.
Sure.
And I walk outside. I caught it early, but I'm like, that does not smell like charcoal. I forgot to take the grill brush, the scrubber, out of the bottom of So here I'm dumping it, and it's, you know, flaming papers all over the backyard. And at least I live on a street where there's no one else.
Right.
Kind of classic.
Well,
You'll have that. So I had the other half of the bottle on Wednesday night, and I texted him. I said, I'm having the rest of this to bring your clean bottle back, and I just put the dirty dishes in the oven.
That's great. The dirty dishes in the oven.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's about 19 to 20% usually, he figures.
Yeah.
So it's not your 12 to 14.
It's not that's, well, that reminds, brings me back. My mother-in-law, Boucha, she tells a story. Her dad used to make wine, Marie's grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And she says he would make the best potato wine. I heard that. I mean, and I'm like, you mean vodka?
Yeah.
You know, like,
something didn't add up there.
Something's not.
It was red potatoes, red wine.
Red potatoes, yeah.
Sweet,
leave the skin on.
Sweet wine is those in. Yeah.
Potato wine.
Wow.
It's vodka.
It's vodka.
Yeah.
So the even though we had that warm up, it's still pretty good for anglers.
Yeah.
The lakes. Yeah. I was reading actually this morning before you came in. Winnebago didn't get too much damage from the warm.
No, so. It's good. And I'm heading out to Nordic Mountain after this. I'm going to do a little skiing out there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. You got a little fresh powder, which is
fresh
good.
Fresh powder, yeah. Yeah, it should be cool. Fun. We got socks and sandals.
That's right. That's
tomorrow night, yep. 5 to 8. They're kind of a funky blues, jazzy kind of stuff. Really good. And then, of course, I think after this, we're cutting the new ad for Winter Polka Fest, right?
I was just going to say, we'll have to bring that up today here.
Saturday, February 21st.
That's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah. Two-fifths party band, Copper Box. Fun for the whole family. We're doing it upstairs this year.
I was going to say, this year you're going to be up in the
7,000 square foot dancing floor. Oh,
that's how big it is up there?
Yep.
Jeez, that's two times the size of my house.
Oh, yeah. It's big. We can pack them in. Plenty of room for dancing and beer drinking,
you
as
mop
they
the
say.
Floor yourself?
Oh, yeah.
There?
Yeah.
So you have
I want to get one of those Zamboni, you know, like,
sure.
not the Zamboni. You can get those floor things.
Like a giant Roomba kind
of? Yeah, yeah. I tried when we first opened. I tried one of those iRobot mop things. They don't work.
No,
maybe for an
apartment.
Yeah,
you know,
I got up
college.
There and there's streaks everywhere. And I mean the place is so big. I think it took a month and a half for it to finish. Yeah.
It's charging half the time that it's out
exactly.
running.
Yeah.
Yep. So you have our crew tonight
for
the Christmas party.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Shouldn't be too big of a whip up. Not like in years past where we've had cars parked in places for 2 days afterward.
I think you had a car inside the brewery 1 year, didn't you? Or maybe that was for Polka Fest.
It was for Polka Fest. I remember that.
But it was there for a little bit.
If only we would have opened the door first.
Yeah.
Anything else today, dude?
I hope not. I don't think so.
Well, hey, have fun skiing.
Yeah.
And don't break anything.
Yeah.
We need you in this town to brew the best beer.
I'm gonna keep her on the ice or on the powder, as they say.
Sure.
I'm not a big jumper. And I should let the folks know with the new bottling line. So we got the Alexander Pilsner, obviously we're drinking today, but we have coffee stout again, which is always a big
I love that.
Winter seasonal. Winter. So coffee stout and bottles now available.
Very cool. Contact info.
748-5188 and socks and sandals tomorrow night, 5 to 8.